Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Manicki in for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's a pleasure to be here. As always, we have a jam-packed show tonight, so we're going to get right into it. Joining us is Brian Tuttle of Chicago Food Tours. Welcome, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
What do you do at Chicago Food Tours?
I actually help research and build our food tours and then kind of see through their execution, working with our tour guides and our guests to kind of deliver the most positive experience possible.
Got it. How did this all start? How did this all come about?
That's a great question. Our founder, Shane Cost, actually started it 15 plus years ago, and he was kind of a man who loved to travel the world, go around the world, see sights, and every city he was in, he wanted to take a local tour. And he was kind of in the middle of Munich, Germany, when he had one of those epiphanies where he says, you know, I love tours. Why don't we do it in my home city? But you know what Chicago's known for? It's known for food. Let's do a food tour. So he's actually one of the first folks in the U.S. to kind of start a food tour company, which is pretty cool.
Wow. And there's a lot to choose from right now.
Chicago is such a culinary delight, of course.
Right. So it's been around for 15 plus years. It started. So that tour that he took was not a food tour. It was just a regular tour.
No, it was a bike tour. I actually took it myself years later, not realizing it was the reason I had a job. And I texted him. He said, oh, actually, that's how we got started. So
that's crazy. Wow. So tell us what kind of tours you guys have.
So they're a walking food tour. So the experiences are about 3 hours in length. And when you go on them, you're going to meet a group of people from all over the world. You're going to walk a neighborhood of Chicago. You're going to eat your face off in a good way. So you feel moderately but pleasantly full by the end. You're going to learn along the way. You're going to learn about restaurants. You're going to learn about Chicago. You're going to learn about the people of Chicago. And we're going to hit on history, architecture, and culture along the way. So you're going to get a little bit of everything. You're going to feed your mind. You're going to feed your tummy and feed your sense of friendship as well.
Very cool. And what kind of tours do you do? Is there just one tour that you guys do?
No, there's actually a lot of different tours. We've gone into many neighborhoods in Chicago over the years. We currently offer 4 different tours. So we have our iconic Foods of Chicago tour, which is in kind of River North and Streeterville. That's our big one. A lot of folks like to take that one. We have our Gateway to the West Loop tour. It's a real happening, hip, foodie neighborhood, of course, now. We have our Chinatown Adventure Tour in Chinatown, where you really get a sense of the kind of different regional cuisines of China. And then we have our Streets of Pilsen Tour, where you get not only a lot of tacos and some tequila, but you're also getting to learn about this amazing Chicago neighborhood. You're getting to see the murals. You're getting to learn about different regions of Mexico and how the different food is made and things like that. So those are our 4 that are really happening right now, but we've done almost every neighborhood in Chicago at one point.
Got it. And how many people are on this tour?
Our groups tend to be between 4 people and 16 people. So it's a nice intimate group where it's large enough where you can meet people from a lot of different places, but it's intimate enough that people kind of walk away with friends in a really nice way where you're getting to know each other. There's really, we consider food to be the universal language. We may not all speak English, we may not all speak Spanish, but we all speak food. And I noticed that bonds happen over the course of a tour, a food tour in particular, that you wouldn't notice on other experiences because you have that commonality. Where we start each tour actually asking people about some of their favorite food memories that stand out. And so within 5 minutes, people are laughing and joking that never otherwise wouldn't have said anything to each other. But, oh, we all love pizza. And I like my pizza this way. I like my pizza this way. But food really unites us no matter where you come from, no matter your age group.
And most of these people are tourists, right? They're really not Chicagoans, or are they?
It's about half and half, actually. We pride ourselves on kind of appealing to locals as well. So a lot of times folks will get out, you know, there's 77 neighborhoods in Chicago. A lot of times we as people tend to stick in only the few around where we live or where we work. But this is an opportunity really to get out to neighborhoods you might know. I hear all the time about Chinatown, right? Chinatown is such a great neighborhood. But, oh, I haven't gotten a chance to get out there because I live in a different part of the city. This is a great way for a local to get to know another foodie neighborhood.
And I would imagine that people who have people coming in from out of town would be involved with this kind of thing, right?
I mean, what better way to see Chicago?
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I mean, when I travel the world, it's one of the first things my wife and I do is stop on a foodie tour. And there's no better city for it than Chicago. So I mentioned our iconic Foods of Chicago tour. I mean, right there, you're hitting the greatest hits. When you think of Chicago, you think of deep dish. You think of Portillo's hot dogs. You think of Al's beef. You think of the brownie. Some people do, which was invented in Chicago. You think of Garrett's popcorn. To get all those iconic Chicago foods in one walking experience, and to not hate—it's not so much that you hate yourself at the end of it. You're kind of like, "Wow, I ate Chicago. I feel pretty proud." And the walking helps you kind of burn the calories as you go.
Got it. Very cool. All right, stick around for a little bit if you can. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. WGN. All right, Phil Manicki in for Dave Plyer here at 720 WGN. We're talking with Brian Tuttle of Chicago Food Tours. In the beginning, I'm sorry, I didn't ask about your background. Mm-hmm. You haven't been doing tours all your life.
No, actually. I was trained actually as a playwright, so I'm a theater guy myself. And my professional career up until a few years ago was in educational nonprofits. And so I was looking for a job that kind of combined the management of people and the telling of stories, and nothing better than helping run a tour company. I love it.
Very cool. And you just took this tour and you decided that's something that you wanted to do?
Yeah, it was something where I saw a job on a job posting board, and I said, all right, I'm not as much of a foodie as some of the people I know, but I can get there, and I love telling stories. And I actually remember as part of my interview process, I took one of the tours that the company offered, and they didn't prompt me to, but I gave a critique of it, and I wrote up a huge report of, here's all the ways we can make this tour amazing. And my next interview, I handed this huge report to him and walked, this is how we can make it twice as good. So I really kind of have that mindset. I love telling stories, and I love an audience that's open to listening. And a food tour audience, they're game. They're game to learn about Chicago. They're game to talk to people, to try new things. A food tour crowd is the best kind of crowd.
And like we mentioned earlier, we kind of alluded to it. Basically, these are people on vacation,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking for fun.
Yeah.
And something that we kind of touched on before, there are a lot of choices as far as not only food tours, but there's gangster tours, there's pizza tours, there's speakeasy tours, there's all kinds of tours.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you guys stand out? What makes you guys different?
I would say really it's the quality and the depth of the experience. We're really, the food is top notch, so it's like the best of a dining experience, but it's also the depth of what you learn is like as good as the boat tours that you get when you go through Chicago. So you're learning so much, and we really pride ourselves, we're telling that story. So the restaurants are great, the food is great, and then our staff are amazing. Our tour guides, we spend a lot of time training these folks a lot of them are Chicago locals who know the place in and out, who love Chicago, who they want nothing more than to showcase their city. And I think that's really where we excel.
So where do you find these people who do these tours?
We put up job postings, and we get hundreds of applicants because it's a cool thing. You say, do you love food? Do you love telling stories? And a lot of people say, yes, I do. So we find them all over the place. I would even say we sometimes find them in a radio studio. So
really?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am part of Chicago Food Tours, and I do these tours.
And we're really excited to have you.
Oh, and I forgot to clock in. Damn. Is it too late to do that now?
No, I can get you.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, I think you know this story, but I'm going to share with the rest of the class how I got involved. I was doing rock radio here in Chicago at the number one station for 20 years. And COVID hit and they had to do whatever they did. And I didn't have a job. So I was doing other things, and an old radio competitor of mine, when I was in Peoria, when I first started out, he got word to another one of our friends, and he said, you should do this. You're a Chicago guy. You know about Chicago. And I'm like, you know what? I mean, I never thought about it, but it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So let me, I'm going to tell you the story. Yeah, I'm going to tell it.
Please.
So this buddy of mine, we never met when we were in Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
He was up here, he was in management, and I had just gotten out of college. I just started in radio. And they were the hit station, we were the rock station in Peoria, and they were way above us in, as far as the ratings are concerned. So I was there, and our ratings were getting better and better, and their ratings were still high, and our ratings were getting better and better and better. And then we finally beat them. I was in town for 4 years, and then I became one of the bosses. I became the program director. And in my mind, I had nowhere to go but down.
Sure.
Because our ratings were incredible. So I had to get out of town. And David always is a little edgy about that, that A, that we beat them, because we did. So this other friend of mine, who is back in Peoria now, long story short, I had been doing a Taco Tuesday post just on Facebook.
Sure.
Taking pictures of what I made for Taco Tuesday. And he told me about this Chicago food tours and that one of them involves tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you should do that. Look into it. So I did. And then I met David, and David and I got along, and it was really, really cool. Oh, one more thing about David. We would always, when we had billboards,
mm-hmm.
we would always put one. We knew where he lived, and we knew where he went to work. We would always put one billboard on his way into work. Just to kind of get under his skin.
That's amazing.
And it worked.
See, I mean, you guys are great examples of what makes a good tour guide. It's two guys who are busting at the seams. They're competitive and in pride about their city, and they're just busting at the seams to tell a good story. And that's really what you're looking for in a tour guide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if I should do this, but I'm going to do this as well. I'm going to tell about the final exam for a tour guide.
Mm.
We have to know certain things about the places that we go and some history. Everyone wants to know about Al Capone when they come to Chicago. So we have to know about that. We have to know about the Great Chicago Fire, things like that. And then we obviously have to know about the different places we go to. So the final exam is we get some marbles and we put them in our mouth. And after we complete properly each stop, we take a marble out. So when we lose all our marbles, we can be a tour guide. So that's how it goes. So
well played.
Yes,
well played.
Thank you very much. So I do the iconic tour, and it is so much fun because as you alluded to earlier, when I didn't know what we were talking about, you do get people from not only all over the all over the states, all over the United States, but from different countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
A quick story. I was talking about Prohibition at one point. There's a part on the tour where it's a perfect tour to talk about Prohibition. You have to take the tour to find out where that is.
Please do.
And you're going to tell us how to do that in a little bit. And I was talking about Prohibition, and we're going to the next stop, and this woman from Belgium said, I'm sorry, what's Prohibition? Or no, she asked, what's a speakeasy?
Mm.
Because we pointed out a speakeasy. What was a speakeasy? And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't really put two and two together because they didn't have Prohibition in Belgium.
Oh, right.
So I explained that. And she goes, oh, so I learned something new, that if, you know, you have people from other countries, you got to kind of explain that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So how do people get involved? I want to take a food tour. I've got a bachelor party coming to town.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this would be perfect. How do I go about booking something?
Yeah, so you go to www.chicagofoodtours.com. You can click on the book a tour button. So it's pretty simple, but it's a good thing you mention about not only do we do regular public tours that anyone off the street can go on, but we also do custom private tours. So if you've got a group of a bachelorette outing or a company get together and you're looking for something interesting that's a little bit off the beaten path we'll actually customize a tour with you. We'll work with you and say, you may tell us what kind of restaurants or what neighborhood you'd like to be in, and then we can put that tour experience together for you to fit your exact needs. So it can be a little bit more static, or it can be a walking, roving, unforgettable experience. Either way, it's going to be a good time.
And I've seen, I've done these private tours where it's kind of a bonding thing within a company. That some people work on the West Coast, some people work on the East Coast, and they gather in the middle of the country here in Chicago, and it's a perfect time for them to get together and unload and just have some fun, and that's where we come in.
Right. Food breaks down barriers, I tell you. And so people get to talking, and what can be, you know, usually is an uncomfortable company outing as we're having food, and we have that in common. We're having drinks, we're having a good time, and we're kind of walking and seeing the city. And it's often, we get told this so often that, you know, I did a 3-day weekend in Chicago, and this, like, 7 years ago, and this is the one thing I really, really remember. And we take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. We're talking with Brian Tuttle of Chicago Food Tours. We're almost out of time. What's next? What's the next step? I'm gonna allude to The Breakup.
Please.
The movie The Breakup.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we're going to take Chicago by storm. We're going to go land, air, and sea, and all this above.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that?
There's all kinds of things. We have kind of grown as an organization. We've had some changes in ownership. And so now not only do we have tours in Chicago, we've got tours in Milwaukee. We work with a few cruise lines, including Viking, who actually now have a Great Lakes cruise. So we help do tours off of those cruise experiences. And then again, we're expanding in Chicago itself. So you might see us soon again. We were in a lot of different neighborhoods pre-COVID, but now that the world's coming back, you're probably going to see us again in Wrigleyville, or you might see us in Old Town doing a comedy and food tour. You're going to see us in a lot of different neighborhoods. And that's a fun thing. You don't do just one food tour with Chicago Food Tours. You try and do them all.
Sure, sure. And we didn't even talk about the pandemic. So we have to have you back then.
No problem.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. As long as you tell your marble story again.
Again, quickly, where do we go to book a Chicago food tour?
ChicagoFoodTours.com. It's really that simple.
Very good. Brian, thank you for taking the time. And I'm going to clock in and we'll get that taken care of.